house of the Lord.
Amen.
We stand for our call to worship, please. Thank you, Lord. Call to worship comes from Psalm 1. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, or sitteth in the seat of the scorner. But his delight be in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of the water, and bringeth forth his fruit in his seed. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Well, the ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff, which is in the wind driveth away. Therefore, the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. May the Lord continue to bless the reading of his word. Dear Heavenly Father, we first and foremost say thank you. Lord, we invite you in this morning, knowing you don't need an invitation. But Lord, we need you right now. Lord, we ask you to stand over this service. Stand in the man that's delivering your word. Let him deliver one Lord, one faith, and one baptism. Lord, we say thank you. Forgive us of our sins, transgressions, and our iniquity. Lord, fill us with you and remove the us out of us. Lord, we ask you to strengthen us, keep us, and bless us this day forward. Lord, we ask you to expand our territory spiritually, mentally, financially, and physically. Lord, we ask you all these names and blessings and prayers, and those that are on their way, give them traveling grace and a ride of mercy. In Jesus' name we pray this day is available. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
Abraham or
according to his seed through the law, but through the righteousness of faith.
For if they which are of the law be heirs, faith is made void, and the promise made of non-effect.
Because the law worketh of wrath, for where no law is, there is no transgression.
Therefore, it is of faith that it might be by grace to the end the promise might be sure to all the seed, not to that only which is of the law, but to that also which is of the faith of Abraham, who is the father of us all.
As it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations, before him whom he believed, even God, who quickeneth the dead, and calleth those things which be not as they were.
Who against hope believed in hope, that he might become the father of many nations, according to that which was spoken, so shall thy seed be.
And being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body, now dead, when he was about 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb.
He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God.
And being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was able to perform.
And therefore it was imputed to him for righteousness.
Now it was not written for his sake alone that it was imputed to him,
but for us also, to him shall it. If we believe on him that raised up Jesus our Lord from the dead, who was delivered for our offenses and was raised again for our justification.
This is the day. Calling out. Certainly thank God for our children, and truly they know how to sing when they talk about His mercy endures forever, and when they talk about Jesus being on the main line, and you can tell it what you want. And as the children are passing, we certainly thank God for each of you who are sharing with us. Thank God for those who who are joining us on our live Facebook and by the other avenues of media that we're now broadcasting from. Thank you so much for your support of Cedar Top Baptist Church. Thank you all so much for sharing with us on this day. Amen. We don't take it for granted. You could be watching so many others, but you choose to share with us. For just a brief while, I'm going to have to disappoint Deacon Baker, since it's already past 3:15, by 12:15. Now, it ain't fun. Last Sunday, we started church at 10 o'clock and didn't get done until 10 o'clock this time. So, and it wasn't because I preached long, it was because them folk didn't want to leave. They had a good time. They wanted to keep going. And we just kept going. But I believe there is a word from the Lord for us on this Father's Day. Happy Father's Day to all those fathers out there. I wanted to go back to the scripture that was read earlier in our hearing, Romans chapter 4. And I know it has 19 through 22 up there, but just hang on a minute. I'll start at 16 and I'll catch up with you at verse 19, because I did want to back up and read just a few more verses of the scripture that was read earlier in our scripture reading this morning. So beginning at verse 16, I wanted to read forward from there to verse 22, and you'll find these words written in that place. Therefore, it is of faith that it might be by grace to the end, the promise might be sure to all the seed, not to that only which is of the law, but that to that also which is of the faith of Abraham, who is the father of us all. As it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations, before him whom he believed, even God, who quickeneth the dead, and calleth those things which be not as though they were. Who against hope believed in hope that he might become the father of many nations, according to that which was spoken, so shall thy seed be. And being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body now dead, when he was about 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God, and being fully persuaded that what he had been promised, he was able to also perform. And therefore it was imputed to him for righteousness. Amen. May be seated. We are living in a day that I term a crisis situation. The situation we live in today is at a crisis level.
Yeah.
You just look around, and as I said earlier, every day you don't have to look very far and you'll hear of some sort of tragedy that is occurring around the world.
Yeah.
Everywhere we look today, we've got folk fussing and fighting with each other.
All right.
You don't have to look very far. Just look at the situation with our president and Congress. And if our leaders are fighting, guess what? Everybody else says it's all right to fight as well.
Yeah.
We are living in a crisis situation, and I am a firm believer that one of the causes of our crisis situation is the lack of fatherhood in our societies nowadays.
Yeah.
I didn't say there wasn't a bunch of fathers out there. I said there is a lack of fatherhood.
Yeah.
We don't have the leadership of men in our societies anymore. Now, don't get me wrong. I thank God for my mother. I thank God for the strong women who hold it together in spite of everything that they're going through.
Yeah.
I thank God for all of you. But if you look at it through the eyes of God, God intended for man to be the leader of the family.
Yeah.
This day and age, we are living in a day and age where we have a lot of sperm donors.
All right.
But not a lot of fathers in the family situation. The man's role in the family has been slowly but surely diminished. You want to know how I know that? I don't hear it very often anymore. When you're talking about that progenitor, I don't hear it said anymore. My children's father nowadays. My baby daddy. And see, always right there, it is relegating and diminishing the role of that man in the family. First off, the woman says that it's my baby. And secondly, she says he's only the daddy. We need to, if this world is going to start getting right, we need men to step up, take your rightful place, as fathers in this world. I thank God for the father figures in my life, because I lost my dad at a very early age when I was in my early teens. My father went on home to be with the Lord, but I had a lot of father figures. Some of those old preachers that lived around became my fathers, and my uncles became my fathers. And I thank God for some good, positive male fatherhood roles.
Yeah.
We need to get back to that. And I just want to, just for a few minutes today, talk about the faith of our fathers.
Yeah.
The faith of our fathers. Because we forgot how our fathers made it through. We've forgotten all that our fathers had to endure. But I want to talk about not the troubles in their life. I want to talk about the faith in their lives. And none other than the one that God called the father of many nations would be appropriate when it talks about the faith of a father. Father Abraham, you do know that he is your father.
Yeah.
We were grafted in to the branch of Abraham the moment we accepted Jesus Christ as our personal Lord and Savior. So what is it that we can see through the faith of Abraham that can bring us bring to our memories the faith of our fathers? I don't know about you, but I look at these four gentlemen up here that are on the Mount Rushmore of seat-atop faith, and I can guarantee you that those men didn't have a whole lot in their pocket.
Yeah.
I can guarantee you they had a whole lot in their heart. Those were men of faith. How did our fathers make it through? We have a little bit of trouble in our lives today, and we fall apart. We're ready to go see the therapist. Back then, they couldn't afford a therapist. They had a therapist. They had somebody who was a heart fixer and a mind regulator. They didn't have to go see Dr. Phil. They just went to see Dr. Jesus when everything was going crazy in their lives. So just for a brief minute, I want to talk about the faith of our fathers. And I want to start out by talking about the reflections of a faithful father. If you're going to be a faithful father, you ought to have some moments of reflection in your life. And here in this scripture, I can see that Abraham did a lot of reflecting in his life. It said, therefore it is a faith that it might be by grace to the end, the promise might be sure to all the seed. And then down in 17 it says, as it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations, before him whom he believed, even God who quickens the dead, and called those things which be not as though they were. And then it said, who against hope believed in hope, that he might become the father of many nations, according to that which was spoken, so shall thy seed be. And once again, even 19, it says, and being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body.
Yeah.
I see a man in those verses. I see a man who did a lot of reflecting in his life. He remembered that God had promised him something.
Yeah.
Abraham did some reflecting, and even before this child was born,
Abraham said, I can't do this without the help of God. After all, Abraham was where he was, not because of anything he had done. Abraham was where he was in his life, because God had sent him there. And if you are going to be a faithful father, even before you can become a father, you've got to realize that there's a father that's greater than you. I don't think any of us woke up this morning. I woke up 20, 30, 40 years ago and said, boy, when I grow up, I want to be a father. Now, we wanted to be a whole lot of things. But before you can be a good father, you've got to be in connection with the greatest father the world and eternity has ever known. I don't know about you, but I've tried it, I've checked it, I've looked everywhere, and I can tell you beyond a shadow of doubt that I haven't seen any father like my heavenly father. Ever write about it? So before you can be good to your children, you've got to remember how good God has been to you. Before you tell your children where you are, you've got to remember where God has brought you from. I don't care how much money you got in your pocket. I don't care what kind of job you have. You can't be a good father unless you have some faith in your life. Abraham said, I don't have a whole lot right now. I'm a traveling man. But the one thing you can't take away from me is you cannot remove my faith in how good God has been to me. Before you can tell, before your children can tell you you're a good father, you ought to be able to tell them how good God has been to you. And you tell them, I didn't come this far by my money in my pocket. I come this far by faith. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, and the evidence of things not seen. I'm just here to tell you, I couldn't stand here today if it had not been for the Lord who's on my side. I wouldn't be right here right now if I hadn't had a God who was better than me, better to me than I've been to myself. So before we tell our children how good we are, we've got to remind them that God is the one who brought us a mighty long way. I have to do like Abraham. Before I can tell my children anything, I've got to remember the dangers seen and unseen that the Lord has brought me through. Before I can tell my children to go be a doctor, I've got to tell them about the doctor who was in my sick room. I'm here to tell you, you better talk to your children about how good God's been to you. Oh, when my mind rolls back, I'm just like Abraham. Abraham said, I ain't got a kid right now, but God promised me a kid. And I'm going to keep believing in God. No matter what else is going to happen, I'm going to remember how good God has been to me. Can you remember Deep Bay? Can you remember all the times when he took care of you and you couldn't take care of yourself? You remember Deacon Stewart, all those times when the money got funny and there was more bills than there was money at the end of the month. And somehow God would open up the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing night that you didn't have room enough to receive it. If you remember it, your children ought to remember it as well. Tell them how good God has been to you. And the most important thing you better tell them is, if it had not been for my heavenly Father, I wouldn't be here is that early Sunday morning, get up. All power in the heaven and earth in his hands through reflections of a faithful Father. I'd be a fool to get up here and tell you I made it this far by myself. I'd be a fool to tell you that a lot of times I didn't know how I was going to make it. But because Jesus is on the main line, I can tell him the reflections of a faithful Father. But I want to also talk about the resolve of a faithful Father. Men, one of our problems today is that we have no follow through. We disappoint our children time and time and time again because we promise them something. My daddy used to tell me this way: we bit off more than we can chew. We put our foot in somewhere where our tail couldn't handle. We disappoint our children because we have no resolve. But look at Abraham. Look at Abraham. It says here in 18 that he believed, but in 19 it said, and being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body, now dead, when he was about 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb, but then it said this: he staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God. I know we have some tough times. It's tough being a black man in America. It's tough being a black father in America. Let's be honest. But I look at Abraham. And you see, when Abraham was a young man, God told Abraham to get up and leave your family. And I'm going to make you a father of many nations. God showed back up when Abraham was 75 years old. That was before they had Viagra, you know. They hadn't invented Viagra back then. But God said, hang on, Abraham, because you still going to have a child. Now, you know how we do. We get in God's way sometimes, and Sarah said, well, maybe he's talking about if you have a child with Hagar, my handmaid. Maybe that's what God's talking about. But have you learned yet? God means what he says, and he says what he means. God don't need you adding something and putting words in his mouth. And he said, Abraham and Sarah will have a child. Then he's going to make it happen. Now here he is, 100 years old, long past that time when men ought to be having babies. I was in the Sunday school lesson this morning, and I wondered how old Brother Gideon ever made, because it said that man had 70 sons. It's tough enough having one or two in this day and age. But here's a man that is 100 years old, and his wife is 90 years old. And Abraham, some of us, even the doctors in this world, would say it's going to be medically impossible. But I like Abraham when he said, I know what you're saying, doctor. I understand that Sarah is well past childbearing years. But if God told me something belongs to me, then I'm going to wait on the Lord until he comes. I don't know about you, but sometimes we give up the fight too early. Sometimes we try to rush God. And let me tell you, like the old folk used to tell you, he may not come when you want him, but he's always, always on time. Y'all better stop trying to rush God. You can't hurry God. You just have to wait. You got to trust him and give him time, no matter how long it takes. He's a God that you can't hurry. He'll be there. You don't have to worry. He may not come when you want him, but he's right on time. Abraham said, y'all can laugh if you want, but if God said, I'm going to have a son, if God told me I'm going to call him Isaac, I'm going to wait just like old man Job did. I'm going to wait till my change comes. If God promised it to you, you can believe you're going to get it. Problem with so many of us is that we give up on God. Oh, he ain't going to do that. If he told you he's going to do it, he's going to do it. If he told you he's going to let your golden moments run on a little while longer, he's going to do it. What he's got for you can't no devil in hell keep you from. I'm going to trust him. If he said he's got something for me, I'm going to trust him. We got to get some resolve when it comes to our kids. Guess what? If your children see when struggles come in your life, and they see that you never stop trying, you never give up, guess what's going to happen to them when trouble comes in their life? That's why our children, that's why we got a bunch of kids running the streets right now with guns in their pockets. They saw us give up too easy, and they give up, I might as well shoot. Abraham had some resolve. A faithful father has resolve. No matter how bad it looks, no matter how dark the night may be, you just hold on in there. Because joy still comes in the morning. I know you get tired sometimes and you feel like giving up, but resolve says, David, wait on the Lord. Shall renew their strength. They shall mount up on wings as eagles. They shall run and not get weary. They shall walk and not faint. When your children see you reflecting as a faithful father, when your children see you be resolved as a faithful father, then they're going to see the reward of a faithful father. It's in this scripture, and I'm going to hurry on to my close. I'll be done in a few. It says in 21 and 22, and being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was able also to perform. And it was therefore imputed to him for righteousness. Oh, I don't know about you, Chief Prentice. I don't know about you, Minister Green. I don't know about any of you men in here. But all I keep living for is the day that I get my reward. not from a job, not from a family, but from the Lord. I'm not doing what I'm doing because of you. I'm doing what I'm doing because I want to hear the Lord say one day, well done, that good faithful servant. You were faithful over a few things. I'm going to make you ruler over men. I don't know about you, but I can look back over my life and say, yes, I've seen some faithful fathers in my time, and I've seen how God has paid that man for being a good father. I don't know what you came to do, but I came to serve the Lord. I came because the Lord said, trust in me with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge me, and I will direct your path. I don't know about you. I haven't seen my reward just yet. But some glad morning, when your life is over, fly away. I'm going to see my reward face to face. I'm going to say, thank you, Lord, for saving a wretch like me. Oh, I want to see him, just to look upon his face, there to see forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, home at last, ever to rejoice. I'm gonna get my reward someday. I'm gonna say like Paul, I have finished my course. I have fought a good fight. I have kept the faith. Now it's time for my reward. Henceforth, there's laid up for me a crown of righteousness. Do you want your reward? Keep on being a faithful father. Do you want to see Jesus? Keep on serving my God. Be a good man, but be a good father. Let your children know, can't nobody do them like the Lord. If some of these boys knew that, they wouldn't be making all these babies out there. They don't have to answer ultimately to child services, the welfare department, child support payments. Ultimately, they got to answer to the Lord. And someday, they're going to be standing there. Jesus ain't going to want to hear, well, all I was a baby daddy. He don't want to hear that. All he wants to hear is, I did the best I could do with what you gave me, and I still kept the faith. Faith of our fathers. They didn't make it through because of money in their pocket. They didn't make it through because they had brick houses. Many of our fathers are one generation removed from slavery. And yet you're here today because somewhere down the line, you had a father who was faithful enough to care about you. Choir sings this hymn of invitation. If there's one, won't you please come? We extend this invitation to discipleship. If there's one, won't you come? You give Jesus, if you have not accepted him as your personal Savior. If there's one, won't you come?
It's been a proclamation to say that received that letter. If that letter can be received, that Brother Coleman, member of Cedar Council, all rights and responsibilities. Question? All in favor say amen.
Amen.
All right. Amen, brother. Thank you. Somebody come up and walk back with him. Don't let him walk back by himself. Thank you, brother.
We have some of the outreach and want to be handed.
Amen. You and I have had some talks too, haven't we? Amen. And there's one requirement. What do you think your requirement is? We talked about your relationship with Jesus, right? And what do you believe about Jesus? She's freezing up on me. But let me ask you this. You believe that Jesus died for sin and rose again so that you may have eternal life? Do you believe that see if he has become your friend at this moment. Do you believe and can you feel the Holy Spirit in your heart? Amen. Now I also spoke to my mother, and what I told my mother is what I tell all that are baptized. She's baptized to see the top, but she didn't want to be a part of any church with, that she so chooses. We hope that she stays here with us because she's growing here, I believe, and we want to train her. But at that right moment, soul desires, it's okay. We're going to work with it as much as we can while we can. Amen? You ready to get that down? Let me hear from my deacons. And we get this girl in the walk. That's candid. Amen. Question. All in favor? Amen.
Amen.
Any opposition? See me later. Amen. You go get ready. We're going to baptize you. Let's prepare for baptism.